invocation led by Commissioner Weaver and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred. If you'll rise, please.
Ask everybody in the audience to say a prayer for one of my employees, Mr. Franken, son passed away yesterday, 17 years old after the illness, so would just say a prayer for him. Lord God, our Savior, bring us closer. Fill our minds with your wisdom. Give us the wisdom to lead this county in the right direction first. We ask this through our Lord, Jesus Christ, your Son.
Say the pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We're going to go a little bit out of order today, and we're going to begin our agenda under Human Resources. Item A is presentation of the 2012 Employee Excellence Awards, and item B is consider and possibly approve resolution for the 2012 Employee Excellence Award winner. Do we have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Aye. Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Erickson.
Thank you, Judge. It's my great pleasure to be here before the court once again to talk to you about our Employee Excellence Award process and our winners today. There were 14 nominations for this award, and what makes that so special is that these nominees are nominated by their peers and by their supervisors, and in some cases by their employees. So they're nominated for their integrity, their professionalism, and their excellence. Before I announce the winners, I'd like to thank the judges that had the hard decision of narrowing down the 14 nominations down to the three finalists, and then ultimately choosing the winner. If you just kind of raise your hand or stand up when I call your name, if you're here, Bonnie Ransonette, Tommy Harper, Miranda Harris, Roxanna Mitchell, and Roger Smith Jr. Thank y'all. What we do, Judge, is we have two finalists and then the winner, and our second finalist gets a $300 award, and that person is Sidney Keel Jr. Where is Sidney? Come on up. I couldn't find you. It's a big crowd. I got to hurry. We got to get all these employees back to work. Congratulations. There you go. Certificate and your award. And let me just talk to you a minute about Sidney. He's been with the county for 8 years, was nominated because he exhibits professional and positive attitude, coordinates community service events for the juveniles, is a very courteous individual who exhibits dedication and willingness to help others. Sidney's character and commitment to his profession sets a great example for us all. So thank you very much. Our first finalist and the winner of a $350 award and certificate is Paul Halegda. Stay here for just a second. Sorry, I know how you like to be in the spotlight, so I'm gonna keep you up here for a little bit longer. Paul's been with the county for 24 years and was nominated because of his exceptional work ethic and the fact that he always exhibits grace under pressure, and I'm sure his many employees can attest to that. He's got, you know, multiple problems, especially with people like me dealing with computers and computer systems, and he always exhibits great patience with all of us. He's inspiring, dedicated, professional, and dependable. He's always looking for ways to improve county processes, and his dedication and willingness to lend a helping hand, again, sets a great example for us all. Thank you, Paul.
You know, I've been here 6.5 years, and that 6.5 years, I've heard him speak 4 words, I think.
I That's about right. That might be a record too, Judge. Our winner of the 2012 Employee Excellence Award, we're on kind of a fiscal year basis. Now, we accept those nominations at the end of 2012, so it gives everybody a chance to look at folks' work over the period of a year. This person will receive a $700 award, and her name is going to go on a plaque that is displayed by the county clerk's office outside that door, a certificate, and our lasting thanks for being such a great employee. This employee's dedicated 35 years of service to Jefferson County, and that is Denise LeBlanc. Congratulations. You definitely have to stand up here for a minute. Denise is an accounting technician for the county tax office. She always demonstrates dignity, professionalism, dedication, loyalty, a strong work ethic, and always goes the extra mile to produce exceptional work. Denise possesses an abundance of knowledge, leadership, and her dedication goes above and beyond. Time and time again, she serves the public of Jefferson County in many ways. She's a self-starter, attends numerous continuing education courses to keep abreast of changes regarding auto title and registration laws. She's always one step ahead with training and has updates for all her staff. She instituted a quality control and training tool by which new employees are trained faster and more comprehensively, and which also serves as an audit tool for ongoing refresher training. Denise's commitment to her profession, her knowledge, her leadership abilities, her willingness to help others, these are all true assets to Jefferson County. We're certainly thankful to you for everything you've done for us. Now, this is going to be one time when I'm going to keep her boss, Shane, sitting down. I'm not going to let him come up and say anything. We're going to let the judge. We got to get all these employees back to work. There's a lot of tax dollars here. We want to ask you, Judge, if you would read the resolution or someone would read the resolution, and then we would like to invite everybody to stop outside and have some cake, because if not, it's going to go back to my office and I don't need it. So go ahead, Judge.
Whereas the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas established the Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award on December 4th, 1995, and whereas Denise LeBlanc, accounting technician for the Tax Assessor Collector Office, has been selected as the employee of Jefferson County who meets all of the criteria for this award and who best demonstrates the highest standards of personal integrity, workplace professionalism, self-motivation, and dedication to public service. And whereas those qualities are shown by her 35 years of dedication to Jefferson County and her overall loyalty and knowledge, which promotes a great deal of confidence with everyone with whom she comes in contact, now therefore the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, in a regular meeting duly convened and acting in its capacity as the governing body of Jefferson County, does hereby present the 2012 Jefferson County Employee Excellence Award to Denise LeBlanc and praises her for her dedicated service to the citizens and employees of Jefferson County. And grab that check back, Carrie, and don't let her have it until she promises to not retire.
I didn't know if Denise, you have any comments?
Well, I would like to say something. I know we couldn't get Shane up here because he would really be long-winded, but I'd like to say that this was such an honor. Wow. But I would like to thank several people, because this honor is not just mine, and I didn't get here alone. I would like to thank my family that is here, my family from home, but most of all, my family from Jefferson County. And I've been through a lot of family. And so this honor is for all of us, and I share it with them today.
Even the money?
Yes. We share everything.
All right. If that's it, then, Judge, if you give us just a second, I'm sure everybody wants to go get some
cake. Please go outside and enjoy the refreshments, and congratulations to each of you. Jefferson County and its citizens are certainly a lucky to have the likes of you working here, and we appreciate you very much.
And Judge, I would like to thank the court especially for supporting this award all these years. When we established in 1995, we didn't know exactly where it would go, but it's been a great thing over all these years, so thank you very much.
All right, anyone who wants to go have refreshments, help yourself. Thank you. All right, now we'll begin our items on our agenda under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the LEP. Okay. Item A is to receive and file bids for the LaBelle Road Project installation of wire fences. Item C is to award and execute acceptance of offer for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County with Robinson Textiles, Inc. for item number one, Shoe Corporation of Birmingham, Inc. for item number two, and Bob Barker Company, Inc. for item number three, with ICS Gel Supplies, Inc. for item number four and five, and Tab Textile Company, Inc. for items six and seven, and Charmtex for item number eight, as shown on attachment B. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number two to the Jefferson County Courthouse parking lots with APAC to reconcile the final quantities used for construction versus estimated quantities in the contract. The change is due to an increase in the paving quantities needed to ensure proper drainage of the parking lots. The increase to the contract is in the amount of $14,591.85, bringing the final total contract amount to $150,349.05. Located in precinct number one. Four, yeah. Item E is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus properties authorized by local government code section 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction, Inc. Scheduled for Saturday, April 6, 2013 at 9 a.m. Item F is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, in this instance Goodwill Industries. Item G is to consider and possibly approve disposal of scrap brass property to be transported to a metal salvage company and there sold for such price as it may command, with funds being returned to the county. Item H is to consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion for those items under purchasing? Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Arnold and Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider approve a proclamation for National Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities Awareness, which we'll get to in a minute. Item B is to receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the Nederland ISD for road and parking lot repairs. Item C is to consider and approve a resolution regarding House Bill 442, which relates to law enforcement and emergency responders communications equipment. Item D is to receive and file an executed general land office contract amendment number 8 to contract number 10-5291-5299 regarding the allegation of community development block grant disaster recovery supplemental grant fundings. Item E is to consider and approve the reappointments of Honorable James McNicholas and Charles Guillory to the Drainage District Number 6 Board of Directors for 4-year terms. Those are the appointees of Commissioner Alford. Item F is a resolution of the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, approving the action of the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation, approving a 10th supplemental trust indenture and security agreement and other matters relating to the remarketing of its Hurricane Ike disaster area revenue bonds for Jefferson Refinery Series 2010, and also appointing Commissioner Weaver as treasurer of the IDC to sign on behalf of Commissioner Senegal, who's out of town, the secretary. Do I have a motion? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion on any of those items under Commissioner's Court? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and we'll move on to County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for additional costs for printing and folding informational flyers in the amount of $1,112. Item B is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Precinct 4 for additional costs in the amount of $25,000. Item C is to consider and approve budget amendment for voters registration for additional costs for supplies in the amount of $1,500. Item D is to consider a budget amendment for voter registration for additional costs for postage in the amount of $3,500. Item E is a budget transfer for port author maintenance for repairs to sewer lines at the Indigent Healthcare and Adult Probation Facility in Port Arthur in the amount of $10,000. Item F is a budget transfer for the airport for air service development advertising, the amount of $40,000. Item G is to receive and file the financial statement for the Texas Juvenile Justice Department grant funds for the year ended August 31st, 2012. Item H is regular county bills, check numbers 377280 through 377539 for the week ended March 4th, 2013, and itemized regular county bills, check numbers 377540 through 377824 for the Monday of today. We have a motion on those items under auditing. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, I missed. Ms. Fulbright, are you here on behalf of the
being about half the people in the courtroom.
Come on up. I'll read this resolution. It says, whereas there are more than 200 causes of intellectual and developmental disabilities, and those disabilities cause significant limitations both in intellectual functioning and adaptive behavior, which covers many everyday social and practical skills and originates before the age of 18. Whereas an estimated 3% of the population has IDD, whereas individuals with IDD reside in Southeast Texas, and whereas people with IDD want to participate in community life as much as possible, whereas the Spindletop Center serves individuals with IDD in Jefferson, Hardin, Orange, and Chambers counties and believes in treating all people with dignity and respect, and whereas March is National IDD Awareness Month, now therefore be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court supports its citizens with IDD by declaring the month of March 2013 as IDD Awareness Month in Jefferson County, Texas, this 11th day of March 2013.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Commissioners. May I speak now, if you don't
yes,
mind?
Yes, ma'am, please do.
I'm Jana Fulbright, PR Director from the Spindletop Center, and I'm joined here by our wonderful friends and family. I'd like to introduce some of our employees. Toy Babb, who is IDD Services Coordinator. I'd also like to welcome Verna Provost and Barbara Spivey, who help people with intellectual disabilities retain and keep employment. They're wonderful folks. And I'd also like to welcome James Watkins and his mom, Janice. They're here. They also work with us. And I'd also like to welcome Deborah Bolden and Alicia Smith. They've joined us here today to see this honor happen. As the resolution said, people with IDD want to be involved in community life as much as possible. They have goals and wants and needs just like the rest of us. And so rather than putting people away and not utilizing their talents, we work with them. And we don't exist without the county. For those of you who don't know, your local community centers to work with people who have intellectual disabilities, mental health issues, substance abuse problems, and early childhood developmental delays only exist at the behest of our government and from grants from our counties and governmental agencies. So in our four-county area, Jefferson County is a big part of what we do. They help us appoint our board of directors, and they help us do what we do every day for 8,000 people a year in Southeast Texas. So we want to thank you, Judge. We want to thank you, Commissioners. And we appreciate you recognizing this wonderful, wonderful month. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being here, and thank you for all the work that you do at Spindletop Center with these very special members of our community. I have a sister who has IDD, and she is truly enriched the lives of our family over the years, and she's been a real blessing to us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And,
thank you.
They are special.
Yes.
All right, moving on to County Clerk. Item A is considering possibly approve appointing Jeff Ross as tabulation supervisor and Paul Halleck as assistant tabulation supervisor at the Central Counting Station for the May 11, 2013 joint political subdivision election and creation of emergency services district number 4 election. Item B is considering possibly approve, receive, and file a list of election day polling locations for the May 11, 2013 creation of emergency services district number 4 election. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ms. Guidry, are y'all doing any of the city elections this year? Busy May and April. All right, under County Tax Assessor Collector, item A is considering possibly approve a waiver of penalty and interest on account number 005250000012800 and 50s after that, pursuant to section 33.011 of the State Property Tax Code. Item B is to consider and approve a waiver and penalty and interest on account 05330000/015 with 80s after that, pursuant to section 33.011 of the State Property Tax Code. Item C is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute a contract between Jefferson County and Cornerstone Advertising and Design website for the tax office. Do I have a motion on those items under Tax Assessor Collector? Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Weaver and Arnold. Any discussion? Mr. Howard here. Tell us, you explained to the members of the public about the waivers.
Yes, absolutely.
And the purpose of them.
When the property tax code gives you very limited options of when you can waive penalties and or interest, and those are typically related to either mail mistakes that are made by the post office, or if, for example, we moved our office and there were mailing issues. But these relate to mistakes that are made by any officer or agent, whether it be in the appraisal district, my office, the county clerk's office, anyone that affects by our mistake causes that person to incur a penalty, a penalty in interest. We have the ability to go back and waive the penalty and interest on those. So that's what these are for. And so what people have to do, though, they need to discover it within the first month of it occurring and alert us to that. Give us the details of exactly what happened. Typically, I prefer it in an email so that we can go ahead and get that written down. We can research it out and then get them taken care of.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A is consider and possibly authorize the County Treasurer to execute a release of excess collateral with Wells Fargo Bank N.A. for the funds of Jefferson County. Item B is to consider approving agreements with Wells Fargo extending the depository contract for both Jefferson County funds and district and county clerk trust funds. Do I have a motion on those items?
So
moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And we've already done the. Lastly, under juvenile probation, item A is to receive and file the Jefferson County Juvenile Board's inspection and certification of the juvenile detention facilities at the Minnie Rogers Juvenile Justice Center as per Title III of the Texas Family Code, Section 51.12C. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Mr. Cockrell, I was out of town and then back in and missed the inspection. Do I need to come out there to do the inspection in order for us to send it to the state? Good. Very good. All righty. That completes the regular items under our agenda. Is there anything that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public?
Yes.
Judge, Commissioner, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Judge, Commissioners, just want to remind everybody the Needleland Heritage Festival beginning tomorrow through Sunday, so come out and eat some good food.
Well, I also want to remind everybody about something that's great that's going on. Al Caldwell make 50 years tomorrow of broadcasting on KLVI. I remember a lot of times I used to listen to him going to East Texas, and he's been a voice for our community for a long time and Lamar University. So if you see him, tell him happy 50.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
One other quick thing. I just want to commend our engineering department and also APAC Texas for a good job on our parking lot. We've added several parking spaces, which the general public desperately needs, especially on jury and paneling days. We've added some handicap parking, and all the middle parking lot has totally been restriped. And the last big rain we had, I didn't notice any standing water out there, and that's what we were trying to accomplish. So anyway, thanks to everybody participating in that.
And just an update on the American Airlines coming to Jefferson County. The numbers are looking very good, and they seem to be on the upslope. Looks like if they keep up, then maybe we won't have to use any of that minimum revenue guarantee. Go ahead, Mr.
We won't have any of the revenue figures that coincide with the passenger employment numbers until probably the end of this month, or so 2 weeks into next month. It takes a while for the American to get the numbers from both ExpressJet, their people, and run it through a big filter through their company. But on the preliminary figures, the employment numbers, they look great. February is considerably across the system. It's a low booking month. We're getting into the summer months, spring break. The last six have had 48, 49, 50 numbers like that. So
50 passenger maximum capacity.
That's correct. 50 is the max. We've actually had a few people had to move to the next flight because the flight was full for whatever reason. So those are good problems to have. So it's looking up for sure.
And Judge,
well, I've got to be at a mandatory judicial school in Lubbock next week, so don't let them bump me from that plane.
And if I can just ask, Judge, Commissioners, the kind of commitment that we've had from American Airlines, the story that I got, and I've verified this through several sources, but they had a mechanical problem on one of their planes, and they ended up putting everybody up in a hotel. And then on another occasion, there was a minor mechanical problem. They actually pulled a plane out of the hangar and got those folks back to Beaumont. So if we got that kind of commitment from them, I think that's excellent.
Anything else anyone wishes to bring? All righty, if not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.